All right, great Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow is a free-for-all Friday and the beginning of Halloween weekend. As I have said all week, you know, the weekend before Halloween is always just an incredible party in the French Quarter, Frenchman Street, because a lot of people put their emphasis on the weekend before Halloween, because Halloween's during the week and a lot of people don't go out and party on Halloween. But Halloween night is going to be packed as well. And we'll talk about that next week. But just trust that in addition to the Swifties being in town and the Taylor Swift concerts, Halloween weekend is going to be celebrated in full this whole weekend. Hey, the Pelicans won their opening game last night, beating the Bulls 123-111. They did that without Zion Williamson, who was out due to an illness. However, they lost this star point guard, DeJounte Murray, and apparently he fractured his left hand. At first, they weren't sure. Now they're sure he broke his left hand, so that's not good. He's going to be out for a while. But look, he had 14 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds while he was in, and B.I. killed it last night. 33 points, 7 rebounds. C.J. McCollum added 23. Jordan Hawkins, 13, 7 rebounds. The Pelicans head to Portland, where they take on the Trailblazers this weekend. I'm going to be in Portland this weekend, but I'm not sure I'm going to get to the game. We've got some stuff to talk about with the second gentleman, the husband of the Vice President of the United States and current presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Doug Emhoff, a lot of stuff is coming out about him. We're going to tell you about that in just a few minutes. And also, we'll talk a little bit more about Tucker Carlson telling a rally that Donald Trump is going to give you a spanking, a vigorous spanking, because you've been a bad girl. And Carlson goes into talking about how Donald Trump is the father of the American family, and that sometimes you just need a good spanking. And he's going to give you a spanking like you've been a bad little girl over the last 4 years. What about those of us who've just been bad boys? Anyway, it's kind of interesting rhetoric from Tucker Carlson. Not that we can believe everything he says, but hey, it's interesting rhetoric. Listen, I can't go any further. I wanted to get to this earlier, but didn't. And I've got to talk about this today. Mayor Cantrell. I talked to you about Mayor Cantrell's attitude. I've talked to you about her arrogance. I've talked to you about how she is a bully. She looks kind of like a bulldog. If you put her next to the face of a bulldog, they look very much alike. Our mayor, Latoya Cantrell, may be blowing it. The New Orleans Police Department may be on the verge of getting out of the consent decree or moving to the next phase of the federal consent decree. But Mayor Cantrell, because of her bulliness, because of her arrogance, because of her self-righteous territorialism, she may not allow this to happen. Mayor Cantrell apparently is holding back the promotion to sergeant and lieutenant of some NOPD officers who are up for promotion. And one of the reasons for the consent decree was that there was unfair promoting within the New Orleans Police Department. It was based on bias. And so now Mayor Cantrell brings in her bias, apparently, because you know why she doesn't like these people? Because they were on the list of the people involved in the internal investigation of her booty guard, Jeffrey Vappi. Now, Mayor, if you don't want this to happen, if you don't want people to talk about you in the news, then stop doing the stuff you do. You've done some really stupid things. And you were stupid to flaunt your relationship with Vappi. You were stupid to get caught on camera going in and out of the Pentalba building. You have been stupid to do these things that got you in trouble. You were stupid to fly first class and then say the city has to pay for it, and then learn that you had to pay for it. You were wrong. Again. And you may be holding up the city and the police department moving to the next phase of the consent decree in the process of getting out of it. And Police Chief Ann Kirkpatrick told the Times-Picayune that these promotions are being held back, and it is the mayor. And I applaud her for saying that. The two people were on the list that investigated Officer Vapi. And this is all the mayor's doing. Nobody ever went after the mayor. She put herself in every position and every situation she was in. And now she's jeopardizing the police department moving to a new phase of the consent decree. You just had to know this. And even though one day she's going to be gone, the scars that she leaves behind will remain for a long time. These are going to be scars on the reputation of her and her name. The Cantrell name is scarred and will have a scar when she leaves office. Her best opportunity for her and her daughter is to get the hell out of town when she leaves office. Because, you know, this continues. And it's all because of her personal quest for power and control. It's really pitiful. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, Tucker Carlson says that former President Donald Trump is the father of the American family, and sometimes you need to be spanked like you're a bad little girl. Tucker Carlson said, if you allow your two-year-old to smear the contents of their diapers on the walls of your living room and you do nothing about it, if you allow your 14-year-old to light up a joint at the breakfast table, if you allow your hormone-addled 15-year-old daughter to, like, slam the door of her bedroom and give you the finger, you're going to get more of it. He's right about that. I mean, you can't let kids do whatever they want. He's right about that. But there are things that you can do other than spanking your kids. And there are other things that you can talk about other than a grown man who might enjoy spanking little girls. I don't know. He might enjoy that activity. He certainly loves women. Not little girls. He loves women. I don't know how far he would go. I don't. I'm not assuming he would go that far, but, you know, who knows with Donald Trump. Anyway, it just really is. It's kind of amazing. But yet, it's part of this campaign, and it just doesn't matter to a lot of people. But Tucker Carlson is right. You know, you can't let your kids do anything. But we don't need the President of the United States to virtually give the idea of everybody getting a spanking because we've been bad little girls for the last 4 years. All right, let's go to a call. Let's go to New Orleans. And Richard, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
I think that we're missing and dropping a ball here in America right now at this moment. What we have here, you got low information people, which breeds misinformation people, which breeds disinformation people. Here you have two candidates only running, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, Asian Orange Don the Kind. Here you have one of them, a convicted felon, convicted of election fraud, adjudicated sex offender, and you got all these people that used to work for him in the apparatus of the government, which kept us safe. And you got the National Security Advisor and Chief of Staff and them saying that this guy is fascist to his core. I've been saying fascism is embedded in Donald Trump, and it's also in this country. He's the fascist leader. And if we got another person who's trying to give us a $6,000 tax credit, trying to give you $50,000 for the create your own business, such a business, and also give you $25,000 to become a homeowner. Now, I want everybody to listen to this here. People, women, this election is serious because what you have, women, if you get pregnant, and you want to be pregnant, and for some reason you have a miscarriage, guess what's about to happen potentially? You're going to jail because you got to prove you didn't have an abortion and you actually had a miscarriage. I want America to stop thinking in this entertainment, this apprentice episode that we all are living in. People wake up. I'm not going to lie to you. I talk to black people. But I tell you, once I get through talking to them and explaining them what's going on, someone was talking about voting for Donald Trump. But I got to explain to them, black people, and especially black men, don't forget the struggle. Martin Luther King, he fought for the struggle. He fought for civil rights. He fought for freedom. And right now, and also, let's go back to the Civil War. The slaves fought for freedom, and now we're about to try to give it up to Agent Orange down the town, who only been in office 4 years for politics, and you got J.D. Vance only been in 2 years, who have been funded by the billionaires. People, the billionaires are running this country. The billionaires has taken over the Banana Republican Party, and I want y'all to fact check this. J.D. Vance, Elon Musk, and Peter Thiel, those three, they part of an African connection to where they was raised and taught about apartheid, to where they want to implement apartheid rules here, where the minority rule the majority. People, stop being manipulated. You got to invest in getting real information, because if you don't, you're going to continue to fall for the flim-flam, the bamboozle, the hoodwink, and the okey-doke. I love y'all too much, people. I love people.
Rashard, look, I'm glad you love us so much. I appreciate your little campaign speech there, and yeah, look, I mean, a lot of people agree with you, and a lot of people disagree. I'm finding out right now about a new CNN poll that shows that there's a virtual tie in swing states right now, a virtual tie. But as I said earlier, there's some speculation that, and it's happened before, and it happened in 2016. Remember, Hillary was supposed to win. You know, the polls showed it close, but Hillary was going to win, and Trump won. And so now there are people talking about what could be an Electoral College landslide, that the winner's going to get at least 300 electoral votes. You need 270 to win. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And what they're suggesting is that when it comes to voting, a lot of people who are showing it's close in the polls, if the polls are accurate, they're indicating that there's going to be this this swing on Election Day, and it's going to go all one way, either to Harris or Trump. And this afternoon, one expert is speculating that Donald Trump is going to win an Electoral College landslide and perceive that as a mandate. All right, there's some really ugly stuff coming out about Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff. We'll talk about that, and we'll also get to more of your calls and more of your texts. If you want to join us, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. On this day in 2023, last year, Britney Spears published her memoir, The Woman in Me, revealing that she was once pregnant with Justin Timberlake's baby, but didn't have the child. So either she had an abortion or she had a miscarriage. Wow, so Justin Timberlake boinked Britney. According to her memoir. This is a very appropriate song. Brittany sang this a long time ago. I'm not a girl, but not yet a woman. I heard in Denver at a interesting, fun club, I heard a drag queen, like a 60-year-old drag queen, singing this song. I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. Now that was comedy. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL. You know, this song certainly relates to politics. The song is called Liar. It's by Jelly Roll. I have become a huge Jelly Roll fan, man. I'm loving this guy, and his music is amazing. You know, if you've been through a tough time in your life, listen to some of these lyrics. He writes about going through tough times. I mean, drugs and alcohol, and he's a big guy. He was in prison. And, man, the lyrics of his songs, he's really a great songwriter, and he really does speak to any of you who have been through a tough time. So if you haven't gotten into Jelly Roll, I know he's really interesting, especially as a country performer. He's a big guy. I mean, a big guy. And he's got tattoos all over, including on his face. Kind of reminds me of Post Malone. Doesn't have quite as many, but, you know, he certainly doesn't look like your typical country music singer. But his music, his lyrics are very, very profound. And I love the music, and I love the song Liar by Jelly Roll. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Let's get to a couple of your calls. Let's go to Hammond. Frank, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say that the Republicans will lose every election where the Democrats set the argument. You follow their argument. Donald Trump's a liar. But Harris lies too, but that's excusable. Why is it excusable for her to lie?
Well, as I have said, I think the lies that she tells are the lies that are typical of politicians. The lies that Trump tell bring us down this road to fantasy land that they're just so absurd and ridiculous that I think it makes his people look like a fool who believe his lies. It makes his followers look foolish to believe those outlandish lies. When lying about statistics or what you've done or what you're going to do or things like that, those are typical lies that politicians tell. I don't think they're good, and I agree that a lie is a lie, but Donald Trump's lies are different, and people look like buffoons believing these incredible lies.
I disagree. That, first of all, we go back to the last presidential election with Hunter Biden's laptop, and everybody says it's a lie. It's turned out to be true. So where is the lie? Is it the big lie or the small lie?
Well, I would agree that all lies are lies, but, you know, people subjectively judge lies. And, you know, I wrote a blog, Why Are Trump's Pants on Fire? It's still posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, still getting reaction. And it's about Trump's latest lie that he's talking about what he's going to do to make failing schools better. And he's going to stop schools from taking children and turning boys into girls by giving them gender-reaffirming surgery without parental consent. Well, I mean, that's a lie that instills fear in people, and it's not true. It's creating some hysteria with people, and it's simply not true.
Check California. They say that the school can recommend to a doctor without informing the parent.
Okay. Recommending something to a doctor and performing surgery are two different things, Frank, and you know it and I know it, so that doesn't even count. My point is well taken. It is a fact that none of this has ever happened. And Trump doubles down.
All right.
There was a guy who was afraid to accept FEMA because of the ridiculous lie that FEMA was looking for a land grab, and if you accepted money from FEMA in the wake of Hurricane Helene, that they were going to try to take your money. So one man needed money because his home was ravished by the hurricane, but he was afraid to take it because of the lie. So when people's lives are affected like that, I consider those different lies, but we can disagree on that. You can think that those are just normal lies, and you can believe them if you want.
I have checked most of it because I found that the Democratic Party feels that if they do it, it's okay, and if the Republicans do it, they have to prosecute.
Well,
they
of course,
turned this into a third world country.
It's
where
it's typical
they prosecute their opponents.
That's typical on both sides. That hypocrisy is typical on both sides. But, I mean, did you believe that Haitian immigrants, and the suggestion was that they were illegal, but they weren't, did you really believe that Haitian immigrants were stealing and eating pets? Did you believe that story?
No, I believe they got them from the SPCA, but we had a wild dog problem in New Orleans until the Vietnamese moved in.
That's not true. Frank, you're making that. I mean, that's total BS, and you know it, and you can't prove that. So stop lying on this show.
Yes, I can prove it.
SPCA. Send it to me. Send me the proof. My email address is scoot@wwl.com, and I'm going to respond to your email tomorrow on the show. So send me the proof, and I'll entertain it. Other than that, you're done. I mean, don't call up and say that. I mean, that's an easy thing to say because it sounds really exciting, but I don't remember anything about that in the news. So, you know, Frank doesn't believe the pet thing, but that pet story, that pet lie, it caused problems in that town in Illinois. Springfield had problems. There was a negative manifestation of those lies. So those are the lies that I'm talking about. But Kamala Harris lies too. So I'm not like denying that she doesn't lie. But the story, I never heard the story about we had a wild dog problem until the, you know, that sounds like one of those typical kind of racist things that, that people want to say. Like, yeah, well, you know, they eat dogs. So, you know, thank God the Vietnamese came in, man, because they ate all the wild dogs. That didn't happen. And I really look forward to Frank's proof. And I'll talk about it on the show tomorrow afternoon.
This is a thing that people say about Vietnamese people and about Chinese people and about Haitian people and about African people and about Middle Eastern people. Like this there's this constant myth, and it is a racist myth. It's kind of churning in the cultural consciousness that people who aren't white Americans eat cats and dogs. And it is true that in some, you know, far-flung places in Asia and rural areas in Vietnam, they will occasionally have dog meat as a traditional dish. But it's not like it's on the menu at every Vietnamese restaurant.
Right.
And it's not like people came here during the Vietnamese War and said, oh, look, there's a stray dog, honey. Go grab it. Why would they do that? We got restaurants. We're not in rural Vietnam anymore. We don't need to eat the dogs.
Yeah, you know, you want that the little Spanish food, you eat a chihuahua. You know, a little German food with a sauerkraut, you serve a German shepherd, I guess, or a schnauzer. You know, just absurd things.
Just go to Raising Cane's, man. Just go get some chicken fingies. Some cane sauce.
All right, Donald Trump's working on a new book. It's titled Daddy's Home and He's Angry. All right, I'm Scoot. We're going to come back with more of your comments on WWL. Really, a sad day today. We remember this day. In 2017... on this day, Fats Domino passed away at the age of 89 at his home in Harvey, Louisiana. He'd been dealing with illness for a long time. This is the day in 17 that he passed away. The first song that he wrote was recorded in 1949, The Fat Man. It was considered an early rock and roll record. It sold 1 million copies by 1953 and was considered the first rock and roll record to achieve that fame. Fats had 35 records on the Billboard Top 40 charts. This was one of his big hits. But Fats Domino and Little Richard and Dave Bartholomew from here, these people were the architects, the true inventors of rock and roll. And they never got credit for it. They are now. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. I still think that sounds like a bong.
It's a bong.
It's a bong. It is a bong. This is a Halloween classic. Another one of those songs that I remember emanating from my little transistor radio, which, by the way, you know, back when I was young, that was a big deal. The transistor radio was like, it was as innovative as your phone is today. You know, with the transistor radio, you could have music away from the car and away from your home. And at the time, that was a really big deal. We're not going to get to this today. Maybe we'll get to this tomorrow. There was a lot of information coming out in a DailyMail.com exclusive story about Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, and Scott Jennings, the conservative pundit on CNN, brought it up, and he was shut down. And this is about Doug Emhoff beating his ex-girlfriend and also his behavior at his law firm and cheating on Kamala Harris and affairs that he had and stuff that he did. We're not going to have a chance to get into that this afternoon, so I'll try and do that tomorrow. Let's go to the 7th Ward. Ronnie, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what you say, man?
Hey, Ronnie.
No. Now, I only have one thing.
Okay.
Are they willing to accept the results? Regardless if Harris wins, I know she'll step aside and allow Trump to become the next president.
But if Trump wins, yeah.
If Trump doesn't win, are you willing to step aside? Are you willing and accept? Or you're going to give me this, oh, it was fraud. I am a commissioner in Louisiana. You have any idea how hard it is to do fraud on the voting commissioners and fucking your, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I
because
can imagine.
There are two books, and your name has to be in that book. And yeah. If that your name is not in that book, you can't vote unless you sign this affidavit that says I'm willing to go to jail to put my name on that vote. So that's all I want to ask. Are you, not you personally, but are they willing to accept the results?
No, many of them won't. Many of them will not. And they won't because they cannot believe that if Trump loses, that he lost. They cannot believe that the rest of America doesn't think just like them. So, Ronnie, let me ask you this. There's a report out today that some election workers are going to wear a bulletproof vest. Are you concerned about that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Because you don't know what I got.
Yeah. Oh.
You don't know what I got.
That's right.
Well, good for you. Up in there, you don't know what I got. I might have something for you.
Yeah.
With you coming up in there like that, I might have something for you.
I wouldn't suggest that you bring a gun, really? But I appreciate that you're doing the job.
If you feel it has to be like that, then you don't know what I might bring.
Yeah.
And I already know what I'm bringing.
All right, Ronnie. I would suggest that you don't bring a gun. There are election workers around the country that are going to be wearing bulletproof vests out of fear of violence.
I want to go vote in Ronnie's district.
Yeah. At least you know you'll be safe, right?
Wow.
And nobody knows who you're voting for. And as I said earlier, why shoot up the election polling places? Why shoot up the election workers? I mean, your candidate may be winning, and you may shoot up the place and... Anyway, I'm going to accept the results because the results, in all probability, there are not going to be any questions. And if there's an electoral landslide, one way or the other, there's not going to be much to contest, although there will be some contesting. Because Donald Trump, remember, Donald Trump makes money if he loses. Because he's going to contest it, and he makes money because there are people around the country that will give him money, thinking that he's going to use the money to defend himself. Ask Rudy Giuliani about all this, who this week had to turn over his $6 million New York penthouse to two election workers in Georgia because he defamed them during that whole just malicious campaign to prove the election was stolen, and it wasn't. Let's go to Mike in New Orleans. Mike, I got time for a quick comment.
Hey, dude. Hey, Scoot, that's you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, look, I really hate to start off with a bad note, but I'm going to call you KJP. You know what that means?
No, what does KJP mean?
Oh, Karine Jean-Pierre. You deflect, you disguise, you belittle, and your listeners. Now, I want to go to Janice. She's my neighbor. I love Janice, that old lady. She's over 80 years old. You belittled her so bad the other day. She's been crying for a week.
Mike, I'm not continuing the conversation. Janice calls this show with ridiculous lies, and I'm not going to let her or anybody else get away with it. She's a tough old woman, and she can handle it. And if she doesn't want to get tough and call this show, she doesn't have to. She doesn't call like she used to. But that's not my fault. Janice got tired of calling because I didn't take her BS. I almost said bold blank. Janice stopped calling because I would call her on it. I would ask her for a source, and she didn't have it, or it was from some unreliable source, or it was something she just heard. You know, I don't let people just get away with saying things that are wrong, things that are not accurate, if I know it's not true, and if they can't back it up. And Janice can't back up the crap that she sends me in emails. She can't back up the crap that she calls in on this show about. And if she could, she would still be calling in. But I don't treat her differently than any other caller. And Janice puts herself in the position that she's in. And if she doesn't want to be in that position, she doesn't call. You know, I don't know what else to say about that. All right, Taylor Swift. I don't know if she's in town yet, but the concerts start tomorrow night. And we'll be playing even more Taylor Swift on the show tomorrow. And we welcome all the Swifties in town. There is a greeting entourage at the airport welcoming in all the Swifties. And the airport itself is all decorated up with giant friendship bracelets. The dome has a friendship bracelet draped across the front of it. I mean, it's a circle, so it's kind of hard to... I guess the front would be on Poitras. But anyway, Taylor Swift mania is in town, and we are Swifttown USA right now. But it's an exciting time for New Orleans, and an exciting time for all the people who are going to see somebody they truly love. I'm Scoot, and we will be back on WWL. All right, we are almost to the weekend. Tomorrow is a free-for-all Friday, so you can really call up and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And, you know, even though we like to just have fun on free-for-all Friday, we'll have to talk a little bit about politics because we will be 11 days away from the election. And, you know, there's just too much going on. So we do make an exception and talk about politics on free-for-all Friday during the campaign. And I guess right after as well. But I'm going to try to make it as fun as possible. And I want to go over some of these stories, some of the things being said about Kamala Harris's husband, because, man, this guy was a wild playboy, according to this story. But is it true? And we'll talk about Taylor Swift. Her first concert is tomorrow night, and the Swifties continue to pour in town. A special edition of Sports Talk is coming up next with Mike Dettillier and Steve Geller. It's the weekend kickoff, and it's going to be live from the Treasure Chest Casino in the Game Bar and Grill. And I have yet to be out there, but that's on the banks of Lake Pontchartrain, right there at the end of Williams Boulevard. I want to thank Diane Newman and Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, Chris Anker, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Joe Cardosi, and thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.